Good morning, I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is a Friday, January 5th. Currently with fog and mist conditions, it is 29 degrees. The humidity is 92%. The wind speed is northeast at 8 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.95. The dew point is 27 degrees, and the current wind chill is 21 degrees. We do have fog out there right now, and currently the visibility is only being listed at 1 mile, so please take caution when you're out and about on the roads. And we are under a winter weather advisory until noon today. We want to thank the bank for all of our severe weather reports, closings, and delays. The Bank of Oberlin and Norton, the bank that cares, your community bank. It is 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. A Wichita hospital system is enacting visitor restrictions again.
Ascension Via Christi said Thursday it's taking steps to prevent the spread of respiratory illnesses. Patients, families, and friends are asked not to make in-person visits to the hospitals if they have had COVID in the past 10 days or are experiencing any symptoms like cough, fever, shortness of breath, runny nose, congestion, or sore throat. Until further notice, no visitors under the age of 12 will be allowed. I'm Jared Cirillo.
A $10 million project approved this week will give Plainview a new community center. The Wichita City Council approved using capital improvement dollars for the new community center, which will be 5 times bigger than the current center. It will have a gym, computer labs, and classrooms, and will eventually hold a food bank. Construction on the new space won't begin until 2025, and it will be located in southeast Wichita in Plainview Park. This is Kansas Information Network News.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. On Thursday, Governor Kelly announced the launch of the Kansas Broadband Ready Communities, a new certification from the Kansas Office of Broadband Development for communities working to improve access to high-speed internet. Governor Kelly said a Broadband Ready Community designation signifies that a local government has taken steps towards economic growth, educational opportunities, and improved quality of life for its residents. And they encourage all Kansas communities to embrace the Kansas Broadband Ready Communities program, which supports innovation, preparedness, and collaboration. With the Kansas Broadband Ready Communities designation, Kansas communities will be prepared to make their bids for service more competitive and be ready for future grant opportunities. And by adopting specific local ordinances ahead of time, communities can ensure more successful and sustainable broadband development projects. The Kansas Office of Broadband Development recognizes the need for broadband ready communities to serve as catalysts for broadband expansion, and will review standards every 3 years to keep pace with evolving broadband technology and requirements. You can visit kansascommerce.gov for more information about the Kansas Broadband Ready program and to stay updated on its developments. Each January, the EPA seeks to raise awareness of radon exposure during National Radon Action Month, and they're encouraging residents to protect themselves and their families by having their homes tested for the presence of radon. Radon is a naturally occurring radioactive gas that cannot be seen, smelled, or tasted. And if left untreated, radon can build up indoors, leading to adverse health effects. However, radon exposure is a preventable health risk, and testing for radon can help prevent prolonged exposure. After smoking, radon is the second leading cause of lung cancer in the United States, taking the lives of approximately 21,000 Americans every year. EPA Region 7 Administrator Meg McAllister said they urge everyone to protect their health and that of their loved ones by testing their homes for the presence of radon gas, especially those who live in an EPA radon zone 1, which includes all of Iowa, most of Kansas and northwestern Missouri, and parts of southern and eastern Nebraska. Radon testing kits can be bought online and in home improvement stores, and the EPA recommends taking action to fix your home if you discover radon levels above 4 ppl. And if your home does have elevated levels of radon, a qualified professional can install a system to lower your indoor radon levels. For more guidance on how to address radon risks, you can visit the EPA's radon website at epa.gov/radon. And Kansans can also find information on the Kansas Department of Health and Environment website at kdhe.ks.gov. Monday brings the start of the 2024 Kansas legislative session, and with that, a host of new issues to debate, along with some of what is already on the agenda of topics from last year. And Medicaid expansion, taxes, and education are among the numerous issues with plans seeking a path to become law. Governor Kelly has again proposed a Medicaid expansion plan that's revenue neutral and includes work requirements. However, ahead of the legislative session, Republican leadership has already said no. As lawmakers and the governor work to draft a budget, the state's general fund revenue estimate from November shows a $2.8 billion budget surplus, and lawmakers have already called for tax relief. Other issues to watch for include education, school choice, and special education funding. And there's a bipartisan support to address child care shortages in Kansas. The Kansas Department of Families announced that Kansans needing financial assistance to keep their heat on this winter can now apply for the Low Income Energy Assistance Program, or LEAP. LEAP helps Kansans restore or maintain energy services that heat their home, and this includes electricity, natural gas, propane, and other home heating fuels. DCF Secretary Laura Howard said they understand that applying for benefits can be complicated, so as of December 18th through the end of March, the Department for Children and Families and partnering energy companies will be available to help Kansans gather information and submit their LEAP applications. To attend an in-person LEAP application event, you can visit the LEAP one-on-one support page, and Kansans should have with them their identification, proof of income for all adult household members, and their current utility bills. Applications are accepted online by visiting dcf.ks.gov and clicking on Apply for Services until 5 p.m. on March 29th. To qualify, households must have an adult at the address that is responsible for the heating costs of the home, and applicants must be at or below 150% of the federal poverty level. Funding for LEAP is provided by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Office of Community Service through the Federal Low Income Energy Assistance Program. In Nebraska news, a Hastings teenager charged with stealing a car with three kids inside and leaving one on a porch in sub-zero temperatures last year will spend years behind bars. As according to Hall County District Court records, Joseph McAllister, who's 18, was sentenced Thursday to 60 to 132 years in prison on 10 total charges, including three counts of kidnapping and three counts of child abuse. The charges stem from a January 29, 2023 incident where McAllister and 19-year-old Tate Wolf of Kearney allegedly stole a car with three children inside before leaving an infant on the porch of a farmhouse in sub-zero temperatures. The vehicle was later found in rural Buffalo County, and the two suspects, McAllister and Wolf, were taken into custody by the Buffalo County Sheriff's Department and the Nebraska State Patrol. Records showed that while conducting a canvas search, Grand Island police officers found two of the kids, aged 5 and 1, on a separate stolen vehicle from Kearney, but the youngest, 7 months old, was still missing. A countywide alert was issued to help find the infant, and at 5:25 a.m., a rural Hall County resident found the infant abandoned on the porch of a farmhouse, and according to the National Weather Service, the wind chill was 20 degrees below zero at the time. Wolf was sentenced last October to 66 to 132 years in prison. A Lincoln man has been arrested after police say he detonated an explosive device inside a home. 52-year-old Travis Dillon was arrested for using explosives to commit a felony, terroristic threats, possession of a destruction device, and using explosives to injure a person. Lincoln police said that shortly before 10:30 a.m. on Tuesday, officers responded to a residence near 23rd and B Streets for a report of gunshots, And when they arrived, the Lincoln Police Department said a 46-year-old woman stated that she heard a loud bang outside her front door and that Dylan detonated an explosive device before leaving. The Lincoln Police Department said officers located some discoloration on the concrete and debris from the explosion. A short time later, at approximately 11 a.m., officers contacted Dylan at his residence, and they said he was arrested without incident. The Lincoln Police Department said officers later located a 6-inch explosive device in his vehicle. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Now we'll hear from Fig Millen and Norton Blue Jay head wrestling coach Bill Brockelman to update on the wrestlers and their upcoming meets.
I'm here with head wrestling coach Bill Brockelman. Coach, the Christmas holiday is over and that you're back to practice, but let's go back just before the holiday. You traveled down to Trigo for a duel. Let's kind of shortly mention that duel.
The duel overall, I felt like, was very productive for both the boys and the girls. Trigo's got a pretty tough girls team, and they have some tough individuals on the boys' side. But on the boys' side, we came away with a 60-16 victory. And on the girls' side, we lost 42-24. But very well could have been 36-30 or even closer pretty quickly. They have a lot of experience on the girls' side. And we're kind of lacking experience, but we're getting better every week, so it's good to see the improvement that we have.
Then it was out to Goodland for the Holiday Classic, and that's quite a tournament for you out there, and some good results out of the boys and the girls. The girls may have lost their duel a couple days prior, but the first place finished there and the boys in third. Let's talk about the Holiday Classic.
The Holiday Classic was a great day, both boys and girls. Our boys wrestled really well and were really smart in most of our matches and stayed in good position and were very dominant in a lot of them. So I was really happy with how the boys wrestled. And then on the girls' side, man, that we were in fourth or fifth place almost all day. And then that last couple rounds, the girls just started pinning everybody. They were kind of pinning machines those last couple rounds, and then they ended up bringing home the team title over some of the teams that had beaten us earlier in the year, even Trigo, who had beaten us 2 days prior. So I was really happy with the girls and the boys. We ended up naming both of the teams wrestlers of the week because we just wrestled with great tenacity and were very tough.
Now, of course, like we mentioned, that the holiday is over and you're starting up practices again. And tell us a little bit about how your practices have gone so far.
Well, sickness is still kind of plaguing us, so I'm hoping that means we're just about done with it and we can be good the rest of the year. But we've been running a lot of two-a-days. In the mornings, we typically did a lot of technique, and then in the afternoons, they came in and just wrestled. Kind of open up those lungs, hopefully get them in good shape before we start a big, tough stretch of our season.
Talk about a big stretch and to start off the second half of the season. You have the 26th annual J.R. Durham Invitational at Stoll Gym and East Campus. Let's talk a little bit about the tournament, some of the teams that will be there, and then, of course, the format of each team.
So for the boys' side, we'll have three mats in Stoll Gym. There's going to be some pretty tough kids there from Larned, North Platte's coming back. Oakley will be there. Russell, Smith Center, there's a good amount of tough competition, so it's a great first tournament right off the first of the year for us to get our feet wet and really get going. They'll have three mats in the Stoll Gym, and then we'll get started at 9:30. And then on the girls' side, we're going to have two mats at East Campus. The numbers have really blown up. So this year there's around 160 girls, a lot of the same teams that I talked about. You can add in Phillipsburg and Colby and Lexington, Nebraska's coming down. And so we moved the JV boys in with the varsity boys so that we can make sure we had enough room for everybody. And the girls will be at the East Campus starting at 9:30 as well.
Coach, is there anything else that that's going to be exciting about the J.R. Durham? Like we mentioned, some of the teams there, that any ranked wrestlers that you know of?
Beloit has some ranked wrestlers. Smith Center, there's 215 is going to be an absolute battle royale, because I think 1, 2, and 3 or 4 are in that tournament as well. On the girls' side, there will be some ranked wrestlers as well. It's a tough tournament up and down both sides, boys and girls, so I'm excited to see how we come out after Christmas break.
Well, Coach, we're going to wish you best luck when you host the 26th annual J.R. Durham Invitational at Stoll Gymnasium, and, of course, the girls at the East Campus, starting at 9:30 with both squads. Reporting for KQ&K, I'm Fig Millen.
Thank you, Fig, and Coach Brockelman, and good luck to all of the wrestlers in their meets this weekend here in Norton. Funeral services for Lynn Manaw, 74, of Norton, will be held at 2 p.m. tomorrow, Saturday, January 6th, at the Plummer Gobber Funeral Home in Norton, and burial will follow in the Norton Cemetery. Visitation will be from 5 to 7 p.m. today, Friday, January 5th, also at the funeral home, and memorial contributions may be made to the Friends of the Prairie Dog State Park and sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. Condolences may be left at plumbergobber.com. Funeral services for Donna Bantam, 88, of Norton, will be held at 10:30 a.m. today, Friday, January 5th, at the Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, and burial will follow in the Norton Cemetery. Memorial contributions may be made to the Norton Flower Fund at nortoncf.org/flower-fund or sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. Condolences may be left at plumbergobber.com. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having chicken and noodles, whipped potatoes, lima beans, strawberry fruit cup, cookie, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be pizza, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be ham patty, bun, potatoes, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today: there's a 50% chance of snow showers, mainly before 1 p.m., and areas of fog before 9 a.m. Otherwise, it's going to be cloudy with a high near 36 and an east wind around 5 miles per hour, which should become northwest in the afternoon. The total daytime snow accumulation today should be less than 1 inch. For tonight, should be mostly cloudy with a low around 26, with a light east wind becoming northwest 5 to 10 miles per hour after midnight. On Saturday, it should be partly sunny with the high near 42, with a northwest wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour. On Saturday night, mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming clear with a low around 18. On Sunday, it should be partly sunny with the high near 42. And on Sunday night, there's a chance of snow showers after 7 p.m., mixing with rain after 1 a.m. It should be mostly cloudy on Sunday night with a low around 26. I'll be back with more on your weather in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast on Monday, snow showers, possibly mixed with rain, becoming all snow after 1 p.m., and some patchy blowing snow after 1 p.m., with a high near 34. On Tuesday, it should be sunny with a high near 35 and breezy. On Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 42. And on Thursday, there's a 20% chance of snow showers, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 30. Currently, with fog and mist conditions, it's 29 degrees. The humidity is 92%. The wind speed is northeast at 8 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.96. The dew point is 27 degrees, and the current wind chill is 21 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. Do want to give you a heads up about the fog right now. The visibility is down to just 1 mile. So if you need to be out and running around and doing things this morning, just be very cautious and do a check of the weather and realize that the visibility is so low. And just be very careful. Also, we're under a winter weather advisory until noon today. So keep that in mind also if you need to be traveling. And just everybody, please be safe. We want to thank the bank for all of our severe weather reports, closings, and delays. The Bank of Oberlin and Norton, the bank that cares, your community bank. It is 8:24.
Stop into Menards for amazing Black Friday deals. A 24-inch lamb chop squeaker dog toy is $4.99 each. 32-inch assorted plush animals are just $5.99 each. And a Frigidaire stand mixer is $49.99. There's so many Black Friday deals, I can't list them all. You'll have to hurry to Menards while supplies last to get these and many more Black Friday deals. Sale good Black Friday through November 26th. See Menards.com for details.
Your Kansas sports is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
United Northwest Federal Credit Union proudly supports our local athletes and wishes them good luck this season. At United Northwest Federal Credit Union, we work hard every day to make life a little better for you, your family, and our community. When you need to open a checking or savings account, get a new debit card or credit card, apply for a personal, auto, or mortgage loan, or seek financial advice, United Northwest Federal Credit Union is here for you with better and more personal service. For more information, visit unwfcu.org. Equal Housing Lender. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Brendan Dworzynski. Former Kansas State quarterback Will Howard is headed to Ohio State, with the former Big 12 champion announcing his transfer destination on Thursday. Howard was a hot commodity in the transfer portal, and Tom Van Haren of ESPN said Ohio State's bowl game shows why they wanted the K-State record holder.
They lost 14-3 with Lincoln Keenholz and Devin Brown. They threw for less than 120 yards. Now they've got Will Howard, an experienced quarterback, an experienced passer, who's versatile. He can run this offense. He gives them a bridge, a gap to try to fill the void where they needed a quarterback. And they've got Aaron Noland, an ESPN 300 quarterback coming in, but now he's got time to develop. I spoke with Will Howard yesterday. He told me that he got on Ohio State's campus last night. He was visiting today. That sealed the deal for him. He's now committed to the Buckeyes, and they've got their quarterback at least for next season to try to figure out what the future depth looks like at the position.
Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Brendan Dworzynski.
This is McGruff the Crime Dog, and I need you to help me take a bite out of crime. Counterfeit products are popping up everywhere. Fake sneakers, fake cosmetics, and even fake pills. Crooks are selling counterfeit versions of just about everything. Last year, billions of dollars worth of counterfeit products were sold in the U.S. Sure, it may seem like saving a few bucks on the things you want isn't a big deal, but counterfeits are usually made in unsafe conditions, potentially using hazardous and even lethal ingredients that could harm you and others. And the money you've paid, it goes right into the hands of criminals and may support child labor, drugs, and even gangs. Smells like big crime to me. So if you still think buying fake products is harmless, think again. And remember, if you don't know where the products came from, how could you know where the money goes? You're smart. Buy smart. Go for real. Learn more at McGruffPSA.org. This message is brought to you by the United States Patent and Trademark Office and the National...
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic are your partners in making health a priority in the new year. Team up with your primary care provider to tackle concerns, plan preventative screenings, and elevate your overall well-being. From family and internal medicine to emergency care, specialty clinics, wound care, pain management, and rehabilitation, we've got you covered at every stage of life. Discover our services and meet our dedicated team online. Your journey to a healthier you starts here.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, I'm Kyle Hill. This update brought to you by Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, Kansas. Let's start with your wintry weather forecast.
This morning, an upper-level low-pressure system is over the Texas Panhandle and sliding into western Oklahoma. Another surface low is in the Texas Panhandle, spreading moisture into the plains. Snow is occurring over western Kansas, where temperatures are cold enough. Currently, a winter weather advisory is posted for all of western into south-central Kansas. That's where moisture is starting as rain mixing with snow. The lift in the atmosphere that is producing this precipitation will quickly lift to the northeast, helping to keep snow totals in check. 2 to 4 inches of snow likely in south-central Kansas with a few isolated higher amounts of 5 inches, and that will wind down by later on today and tonight. In northwestern Kansas today, our high temperature likely going to be in the mid-30s with occasional snow. Cloudy with flurries and rain in north-central Kansas, our high 35, mid-30s as well with off-and-on snow in northeastern Kansas. In the southwest part of the state, a winter weather advisory, occasional snow with a high 35. Snow this morning spreading into south-central Kansas and southeast part of the state are high in the upper 30s. I'm meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Thank you, Dan. Overnight markets have been quietly mixed with March corn down a half penny, 466 a bushel, May down a quarter of a penny, 478 and three quarters, December down three quarters of a penny, 498. January beans down three quarters of a penny at 1261 and a quarter, March down two and a quarter, 1265 and a quarter, November down two and a half, 1218 and a quarter. Chicago wheat March up three and a quarter at 616, May up three and a half at 628, July up four and a half, 636 and a half, Kansas City wheat March up five and three quarters at 631 and a half, May up six and a quarter, 635 and a quarter. The new crop July up six and three quarters at 638 and three quarters. Expanded limits today for the hog complex. Dow futures down 98 points. Dollar index up 31 cents and crude oil up 40 cents a barrel. You are listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.